Pod. Welcome to the Big Guns Fantasy Podcast. I'm your host, Commissioner Jay. Welcome you back to Week 7. Man, I'll tell you what. If you were in front of the television yesterday, you seen some interesting things, stuff that you probably didn't expect to see. The Bills were on a bye, which is never a good thing for Bills fans, but there were some interesting football games on the tele. So it was pretty cool. Nonetheless, the Bengals, are they for real? I mean, really the question you have to ask yourself. I mean, I know Joe Burrow can throw the ball, and I knew Ja'Marr Chase was going to be the guy. And those guys simply dominated the Ravens yesterday. And it's interesting because, again, the Ravens beat the Chiefs. And the Bengals beat the Ravens, and the Bills beat the Chiefs, and the Titans beat the Bills, you know, and then the Titans beat the Chiefs and beat them handedly. You look at where the season is right now, and you kind of really don't know. We talked about the contenders and the pretenders. We talked about certain teams that started out of the gate super hot, and September simply was not a good month to gauge your NFL or fantasy franchise. And some teams are really kicking themselves in the fantasy football realm because they moved players based on September performances. They made some trades that they probably shouldn't have. And I think we've all been down that road. I think we've all made that mistake where we hit the panic button just a little bit too early. And again, with preseason being cut down a little bit, you look at September and fans back in the stands and the atmosphere a little bit different. And again, the teams had a very slow start in September. But as we are in the throes of October right now, we are definitely seeing a different type of team. And we're definitely seeing some teams that were contenders in September be pretenders in October. We'll get into that in a second. Certainly, let's look at some of those games. And you look at the Carolina Panthers, and they are in pretender mode right now as they took a shellacking from the New York Football Giants 25-3. And, you know, they started out 3-0, kicking ass and taking names, and they're on a four-game slide right now. And Sam Darnold, who looked all as good as they expected him to be, has faltered. He's benched. And, you know, now you're hearing words that Deshaun Watson might be in on a trade. I don't know why you would try to do that. Sam Darnold just does not look good. And he did look good from the beginning, and everybody was excited, and everything was great. But it has not been the case. And right now, the Carolina Panthers, again, hitting the panic button very quickly and looking at where, you know, C-Mac not in the equation. You look at how much of a lion's share of offense this guy brings to the table, and you know he does. Sam Darnold was able to kind of mask his performance because C-Mac was taking the pressure off. Chuba Hubbard is not helping him mask that. Not to say Chuba Hubbard is not a good running back, but he's not C-Mac. And when you have C-Mac there, those linebackers have to come in and they have to really, really keep an eye on him. And that lets everybody else really succeed. And Sam Darnold was able to not see as much pass coverage, and he has just looked awful. And, you know, the Giants, 2-5, they're not looking much better, but again, they handled the Carolina Panthers in this game. And I'll tell you, I sacked three times, threw an interception, only 111 yards. You just aren't going to win many games. Now, with that being said, PJ Walker is not going to really take the job away from you. He was 3-for-14 for 33 yards, sacked three times. Talk about an abomination. You sit down Sam Darnold and you put PJ Walker in there and it's like, it's worse. So big things have to happen right now in Carolina. I don't know what it is. It's just a dumpster fire. DJ Moore, 6 of 73, did well. Chuba Hubbard had 4 catches. Robbie Anderson, again, you look at this guy, you know, he's targeted 9 times and he only catches 3 balls. Robbie Anderson has looked horrible this season. And again, more problems, more issues. Speaking of issues, the Miami Dolphins, 1-6. And it's not by lack of offense lately. Tua Tagovailoa, a guy that I've been really, really tough on, and I'm going to continue to be tough, and the Bills coming off of an angry loss are going to take it out on the Dolphins next week. Mark my words. And I hope the Bills don't come into it so confident that they just don't have to show up, because Tua can ball out a little bit. I've seen a little bit of his game, and it looks pretty good. The Atlanta Falcons beat them 30-28, and, you know, Matt Ryan continues to do his job, 326 yards passing, and they get a last-minute field goal to beat them. And it doesn't break my heart to see the Dolphins lose. Let's be honest. I'm a Bills fan. I want to see the Dolphins. I want to see the Jets and the Patriots all take a dump. So, you know, it is what it is. But you look at this team right now, and, you know, Cordell Patterson, again, you know, only 60 yards rushing, but he had a touchdown, enough to get the job done. Kyle Pitts, he just woke up. October is his month, 7 for a 163. And you know what? That's some good stuff. This is the kind of stuff that you expected from Kyle Pitts. And when this guy wakes up and you got Cordell Patterson playing and you have, you know, basically the rest of the team doing their thing. Calvin Ridley only 4 for 26 and a touchdown. But again, they didn't need it. They got the field goal. They got the win. And the Dolphins go to 1-6. You look at Tagovailoa, 291, 4 passing touchdowns, 2 interceptions and a sack. Wasn't enough to get the job done. And it's like finishing, you know, it's like putting the period at the end of a sentence. You got to finish. And they didn't do it. And you know what? Because of that, the Dolphins are 1-6. So sad. Haha. So sad. All right. Washington football team, Green Bay Packers. Packers are 6-1. They lost the first game of the season disgustingly. They haven't looked back. Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams, Aaron Jones, the entire Packers team, they looked the part. Aaron Rodgers throwing passes all over the field, getting the job done. They're running the ball well. And the Washington football team, good Lord. Tyler Heinicke, 268 and a touchdown, sacked 4 times and an interception. Antonio Gibson, hampered by an injury, 51 yards rushing. And I really want to think that Gibson would have a better output if that shin injury wasn't a hampering injury. And it's unfortunate because he's still playing. And you almost want to say, hey, Gibson, take the week off, get fully healed so that you can come back and ball out. But they haven't. And, you know, Heinicke, he's trying as best as he possibly can. You know, you expected the defense to be so awesome. You expected them to go crazy, and they just haven't. And again, Scary Terry McLaurin. I kind of hate that little nickname, but anyways, Scary Terry, 7 for 122 and a touchdown. Got the job done. You look at the other players outside of Gibson and McLaurin, you got a bunch of players that are just kind of mixing up. You look at Rodgers again, 274, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. He was sacked 3 times though. Aaron Jones only 6 for 19. And that's not going to get the job done. I mean, you need to have a powerful running game, but the Washington football team is in such bad condition right now that, you know what, it's okay and you can get by. And, you know, Devontae Adams, not even a good day, and still had the number one receiving, 6 for 76 and a touchdown. And again, the Packers are doing it from a whole team perspective. Sure, Devontae Adams is a stud. Sure, Aaron Rodgers is proving his point. But this team is getting it done on all sides of the football. They're on a 6-game winning streak right now. They look pretty awesome. And I don't see it slowing down anytime soon. Speaking of awesome, the Bengals are not the Bungles anymore. Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Mixon, let's go. Should I bring up the tight end because it was National Tight Ends Day? CJ Uzman, I think that's how they say it, guy balled out, did a good job, really got it done. And you look at this team right now, Burrow throwing 416 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception, 1 sack. Joe Mixon, 12 of 59. He got a touchdown. Jamar Chase, 8 for 201 and a touchdown. I repeat, Jamar Chase, 8 for 201 and a touchdown. Are you kidding me? Listen, I'm not going to say I told you so, but I told you so, okay? This guy was going to be good. Him and Joe Burrow have this symbiosis kind of thing going on. It's working. They're playing well defensively, offensively. They're keeping Burrow protected as best as he can, and the defense is doing what a lot of people didn't expect them to do. You look at the Ravens and Lamar Jackson, 257 and a touchdown, sacked 5 times. And he has been getting sacked a lot. And if you see Lamar Jackson in the backfield, he looks like a rubber ball in a brick room. He's just bouncing around, bouncing around, bouncing around. And it's only a matter of time before he gets his ankle or knee rolled because, again, he cannot do it all. And that's something that Harbaugh has to look at. Again, he had 88 yards rushing. He is the offense in this team. And again, I love rushing quarterbacks. I talked about the Randall Cunningham thing, but it's not a recipe for success, in my opinion. I really don't think it is. And, you know, Devontae Freeman, 14 yards. When your running back is doing the passing and the rushing, you got a problem because you know who you need to stop. Hollywood Brown, 5 for 80 and a touchdown. Rashad Bateman, 3 for 80, no touchdowns. Again, he moved the ball around. He passed the ball around. But again, the frustration bubbles over because, again, defensive coordinators are circling Lamar Jackson and saying, stop him, game over. You know, some people have a strong running game where the quarterback can just manage the situation, or they have a really massive passing game and no run. It just befuddles the mind. The Ravens dominate in some games. In some games, they just take a dump. And this was one of those games where the Bengals had a statement game and got the job done. So, again, how far the Bengals will go in this division is yet to be seen. It is shaping up to be a great season so far, and the Bengals are part of it. The Jets, the 1-5 Jets. Robert Saleh, Salah, who cares? This team sucks. The Jets put 13 against the Patriots, who are 3-4. Sneaky 3-4. And I hate to say the Patriots are looking decent, but they dropped 54 points on the Jets. They didn't take their foot off the gas. They didn't take their hands off the throat. They choked out the Jets hard. You look at the way this game took out, and Zach Wilson's hurt. PCL injury. Don't know how serious it is. Would it have mattered? I doubt it. You had a backup quarterback coming there, through 200 yards, 292 yards or 200 yards. I can't see. Don't got my glasses on. Anyways, it doesn't really matter. Michael Carter, 37 yards. And when you have a paltry running game, a yucky, disgusting, crappy running game like the Jets do, you're not going to win any games. Michael Carter, the running back, 8 for 67. He was the leading receiver. I mean, you talk about a bad running game and then the running back as the receiver. You know, it's yuck. Let's talk about the Patriots. Mac Jones, 307, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, only 1 sack. Looked pretty damn good. Damian Harris, 14 for 106, 2 touchdowns. Looked pretty damn good. The running game was kind of mixed up with, you know, a bunch of players, but he moved the ball around. And Mac Jones is looking the part. Bill Belichick has to obviously look at the other side of the field and say, Jesus Christ, it is the Jets. So, I mean, yeah, we dropped 50 on him. So that was the statement. We really, really put our foot on the gas. But come on, guys. Yeah, they look pretty good. So don't sleep on the Patriots. I know I did early in the season, said they were a crap team, but I'll tell you something. Bill Belichick's a smart enough coach. Mac Jones is a good enough of a game manager, and he played above his role. He played above his pay grade today, I think. He really did well. So, again, we'll see what happens. Speaking of teams that are playing above their pay grade, the Titans slapped the Chiefs 27-3. Now, I might sound like I'm a hypocrite, but I'm telling you right now that people are figuring out the Kansas City Chiefs. And I said it to some owners early this season. His glitchy plays, his little underhand passes or behind the backs or sky hooks or whatever the crap that he does is getting figured out. He's jumping around in the backfield trying to do all these BS plays. It's catching up to him. And people are realizing that this team is not as good as expected. And the Tennessee Titans just look massive. Mahomes only threw 206 yards. He was sacked four times and threw an interception. No passing touchdowns. Looked very pedestrian. He had 35 yards rushing. He led the rushing. Darren Williams, 20 yards. Whoopee. Tyreek Hill had 18 yards. Whoopee. You look at the receiving. Bobby Pringle? Did I say Bobby Pringle? Yeah, he was the leading receiver. The Chiefs looked terrible. Terrible. Sorry, not sorry, folks. Ryan Tannehill, 270, touchdown, interception, and a sack. Derrick Henry, 29 for 86. Did pretty darn good. A.J. Brown, 8 for a buck, 33. Julio Jones, 2 for 36. They got it done offensively and defensively. And I'll tell you, we talked about the theme about the running game. And if you're a football guy, you certainly know a good running game sets up the pass. When linebackers and safeties have to kind of keep honest and have to kind of come down in the box, you're leaving that single man coverage up top. You look at these teams, when their quarterback is the leading receiver, it's not a good look, folks. It's not a good look at all. A.J. Brown and Julio Jones, great 1-2 combination when healthy, getting the job done, for sure. Titans beat the Chiefs, and I don't expect that to be a big thing anymore. Now, everybody's saying, you know, I just ain't giving up on the Chiefs yet. I'm not going to turn the page yet. And you know what? You shouldn't, because the Chiefs can find a way. Andy Reid is a good enough coach. Mahomes is glitchy enough to get stuff done. I don't see it happening. I think the Titans controlling the narrative, looking pretty darn good. But you know what? That's why they play on Sundays. Anybody can win every Sunday, every Monday. They can do it. That's why we suit up. But Titans look for real. The Rams, 6-1. They look for real too. And the Lions, they are the Lions you thought they would be. They lost 28-19. And you feel bad. You feel bad for Dan Campbell. You feel bad for Jared Goff. You feel bad for DeAndre Swift and TJ Hockenson. Hockenson. You feel bad. But you know what? The Lions are the pit of misery. That's where quarterbacks go to die. It's where players go to die. And it's sad. The Rams, Stafford's like, hey, what's up, buddy? What's up, Jared? How is life in Detroit? It sucks? Yeah. I feel your pain. I've been there before. I like my new team. Thanks. Rams just look dominant. Jared Goff threw 268, touchdown, two interceptions, two sacks. It's just, DeAndre Swift wasn't even the leading rusher. It was Jamie Williams. I don't even know who the receiver was. Some Raymond guy, 6 for $115. Again, they're just throwing to anybody. Stafford, 334, three touchdowns, no interceptions, one sack. Henderson, only 45 yards, but it was enough. Cooper Kupp, this just in. This dude's good. 10 for $156, two touchdowns. Robert Woods, he's good. 6 for $70. Tyler Higbee, 5 for $46. If you're Sean McVay right now, you're smiling because Matt Stafford is good. And this team is showing it. And they don't look like they're slowing down anytime soon as well. Eagles, Raiders. Raiders are 5-2. I'll be honest with you, folks. I would put the Raiders still in the pretender mode. That might not be a hot look for Raiders fans out there. But think about this. John Gruden quit, fired, thrown out, forced to leave. They bring in an assistant coach. Raiders love him. Raiders looking good. and they face off against the hapless Eagles that are 2-5 right now. And the story with Jalen Hurts is kind of muddied. We'll get into that a little bit later, if not another podcast. But the Raiders are 5-2. Jalen Hurts, 236, 2 touchdowns, sacked twice. Again, he's a leading rusher. Miles Sanders, 6-30. Again, you got the Lamar Jackson-esque type situation where Jalen Hurts and his RPOs, just not a good look. Just definitely not a good look. Dallas Goedert, 3-70. Obviously, without Zach Ertz being on the team right now, he is the guy, and his fantasy production should go up. Slim Reaper, 5-61. But again, the Eagles just don't look good. Derek Carr, 3-23, loves those 300-yard games. And again, quietly destroying teams. The Drake, Kenyon Drake, 14-69 and a touchdown. Not bad. Again, Renfro, Moreau, Jones, Braylon Edwards, just passed the ball around, just got it around, didn't focus on one player, and the Eagles had a hell of a hard time stopping him. Again, I don't know if the Raiders are for real, but they're 5-2 right now, and they're doing what they need to do to get the job done. So it is what it is, folks. I'll tell you right now, it is what it is. So speaking of it is what it is and who's for real and who's not, well, the Texans are 1-6. There's a big surprise. Not. And the Cardinals are 7-0. Do we expect that? I'd be a liar if I said I did. I expected them to have a good season. Not a great season. 7-0, 31-5. Yeah, let's go. David Mills, 135. Sacked twice. It's bad. It's as bad as you think it is. The Texans just can't get things together. And again, if you're a Texans fan right now, you're probably thinking about finding another sport to follow. Maybe basketball? Maybe volleyball? Definitely not football. There's also word that Deshaun Watson may go to the Dolphins or Carolina. And again, I don't know how any team doesn't have built-in guarantees to say that this cat's not going to be going to jail, all right, doing push-ups in prison. He's a scumbag, and if you're taking him on, you're a scumbag too, period. Now, yeah, he hasn't been convicted, but let's put it this way. How many people? 20 allegations? Come on. It's not going to help your franchise. You're chasing butterflies with a net that doesn't even have a handle. And the net's got a hole in it. That's how bad it is. The Cardinals, Kyler Murray, 261, 3 touchdowns, interception 1, and 4 sacks. And 4 sacks can be concerning. And he got wrecked in one play. I got really nervous about that. Edmonds and Connor, again, great 1-2 combination. Doing really well. Kyler Murray wasn't the leading rusher. And the guy's got wheels. He can move. But he wasn't the leading rusher. Hey, Zach Ertz, 3-66 and a touchdown. A.J. Green, 3-66. Dee Hopkins, 7-53. Christian Kirk, 4-50. Balanced passing attack. Great defense. Convincing win. Let's go. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, this just in, 6-1. We heard some predictions earlier on in the season that they were going to be part of the NFC conversation. We heard that the Rams would be part of the conversation. Looks like that still looks true. The Bears are 3-4. And Justin Fields, yeah, intercepted 3 times, sacked 4 times, threw 184 yards. He had 38 yards rushing. Cole Kmet. 5-43, no touchdowns. The Bears just look bad. And I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about the Bears because the Bears are not the good. Tom Brady didn't have to throw 300-500 yards this time, but he did have 4 touchdowns. This guy just loves to throw touchdowns. 600 touchdowns. Pretty damn good. Leonard Fournette, 81 yards and a touchdown. Chris Godwin, Mike Evans getting it done. 4 touchdowns between them. Bucks just look good. They look really good. Colts, the Colts beat the 49ers 30-18 Sunday Night Football. If you watched it, Colts are 3-4. They're trying to crawl. They're kicking, they're scratching. And I said it before, and I'll say it again. If Carson Wentz can play good football, and I'm not saying that he played good football, he played okay football. Bad interception, Patrick Mahomes, like lateral pass interception BS was very concerning. Now you're saying, well, you know, it was rainy and stuff, but you take the sack, you throw it out of bounds. You don't try to extend the play. And too many quarterbacks around the NFL are trying to do that. You need to stop. Okay? Too many quarterbacks are doing that. It's okay to throw the ball away. It's okay to throw the ball in the dirt. Just ask Tom Brady. He throws the ball in the dirt so many times. Play's not there, I'm not throwing it. Because that's the smart play. 150 yards in a rainy, monsoon, sloppy shit fest. 150 yards, 2 touchdowns, sack once, no interceptions. He doesn't throw interceptions. Jonathan Taylor, this just in, he is good. 18 for a buck, 07 and a touchdown. And Michael Pittman, 4 for 105 and a touchdown. And he would have had more yards, but they were dropping the pass interferences like crazy. He played them good. Defensively, they did really well. 49ers, Jimmy Garoppolo, 181 yards, 1 pass, 2 interceptions, 2 sacks. And again, just not enough to get it done. And again, the weather conditions were crappy, but you know what? You still can't be doing that. Elijah Mitchell, he looks like he's the real deal. 18 for 107 and a touchdown, not too bad. Deebo Samuel doing his thing. But the Niners just seem disjointed. They just seem out of sorts. They don't seem that good. And because of it, they lost. And that is kind of concerning. 2-4 right now in a division that is not, you know, they're not forgiving. I mean, even the Atlanta Falcons are winning more games. So, again, it's a tough thing right now in the National Football League. As we close out the podcast, we talk about some fantasy stuff. And, again, I'm pretty happy today. I'm not going to lie. And, again, the games are not over. There's still one Monday night game. But, yeah. Droop's Mortal Enemy, 5-1, about to go 5-2, as I'm about to go 4-3. Right now, 188.82 versus 120. My team showed up. I'm not going to lie. Kyler Murray, 23 points. Jonathan Taylor, 23 points. Christian Kirk, 15 points. Mike Evans, 31. Jamar Chase, 40. Mac and Cheese, 21. You know, and it's a good thing. And again, we talk about injuries. We talk about bye weeks. Things happen. You got to manage through the season. Seems pretty good. So, again, you look at some of the other ones. G-Unit, slightly looking, you know, ahead right now. But we look at this matchup. And, you know, you look at what's available right now. And it's, let's be honest, okay? Let's look at this, the G-Unit right now. They are trying to pull out a victory here. Will they be able to is the question. And the answer is no. Jimmy Garoppolo's 3.24 points. It's nasty. Just not good. And then you look at Allen Robinson for the hapless Bears. 3.60. Not going to get it done. Oh, by the way, DK Metcalf is playing tonight. So DK Metcalf needs what? 9 points. And it could happen. So G-Unit could very well be in trouble. So we will see. Other games, Eric Jordan looks like they're going to go 6-1. Voodoo Rage looks like they're going to go 4-3. SP Daddy with the most disgusting roster I've ever seen. Looks like they're going to beat the New Jersey football team. I'm sorry. Yeah. No. I don't know. Listen, I don't want to talk about fantasy football anymore. I don't. We're done. Games aren't over. We'll talk about a recap later on. That's all the time I have for now. Commissioner, out.